Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
There's never gross negligence, particularly at this level of play. What we're talking about when we're talking about the difference between success and failure is minutia, minor things, but that's what makes this game so competitive at this level.
Mike Tomlin asked about the running game, if it's close to breaking out, and he said, it's the minutia. I actually thought they ran the ball real well early.
Mm-hmm.
You saw holes opening. You saw push from the offensive line, and then it went away for the entire game. Do you believe the running game is close to breaking out, Dickerson?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet. And I don't think we're going to get any more info Sunday morning, because I think this defense is going to be overly prepared in a good way for them for stopping the run and really just stopping the offense. I think Flores is going to be in his bag. I really think that Flores is going to bring out all the stuff that they have within his defense to make the Steelers look like an incompetent offense.
He does a lot of unconventional things,
mm-hmm.
Brian Flores does. He really is a defensive mastermind, and we're going to get more into him
so crazy
in a little bit. Or we could just do it now. We can do it now.
Yeah, I've always told you a story. I mean, he was a quality control winner. I was in New England, didn't say a word, was just drawing up cards all the time for scout teams. Like, did not say a word. Was like kind of like shy. Never really inserted himself, and then, you know, to become what he is, like, it blows my mind.
DC, then a head coach, now a great DC again. I bet you he'll be a head coach at some point
again.
No doubt. He is really good, and Mike Tomlin had him here, and Mike Tomlin let him leave because Mike Tomlin calls the defense. Let's just call it what it is. You know, a lot of people have said, the Steelers would be in a much better spot if Brian Flores were the defensive coordinator. I do think they would be if he actually got to be the defensive coordinator, not just DC in name only. Like, Keith Butler would help scheme things up, but he wasn't calling the defensive plays. He said so much on this station. Terrell Austin's not calling the defensive plays. Mike Tomlin's the one who's running these this defense and any defense really since Dick LeBeau left. So that's why Brian Flores isn't here. Even if Mike Tomlin and Art Rooney said, hey, you're going to be the defensive coordinator, why would you sign up for that if you're Brian Flores?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you were told explicitly, I'm taking a step back and this is your baby here. Now, that would have been the smart thing to do. I think one of the great things you can do as a leader is understand what your weaknesses are and delegate. And I think Mike Tomlin had the most success he ever had as a head coach because we know he's a master motivator. We know he wins a ton of one-score games, more than anybody in NFL history. He was at his best when he was delegating, when Dick LeBeau could be the defensive mastermind and you had great people on the offensive side, whether that was Bruce Arians,
yep,
or Todd Haley. I would feel so much better about the Steelers right now if Tomlin was the CEO head coach, Brian Flores was allowed to run the defense, and Arthur Smith was allowed to run the offense. But Tomlin doesn't like it that way. And let me be clear on this. Like, I do think, again, it's a massive strength of a true leader to know what your strengths and weaknesses are.
Yeah.
But Tomlin's been doing this for 20 years. He thinks he's good at running a defense. They've given him more responsibilities as he's gone on here. He's never had a losing season, blah, 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 all that stuff. I do understand that. You've been around for 2 decades. You've won a lot of games. You're going to have more responsibilities. You are highly compensated. I can understand why he would say it's my defense. I don't think it's the smart move, but I can understand his thought process that leads him there, if that makes sense. 412-928-9370. If he were running the defense, though, with the players they have.
Oh, man.
Because I think Minnesota's got good players.
They don't have the names that the Steelers have.
No. They don't have a T.J. Watt. Uh-uh. They don't have a Cam Hayward. Can you imagine if they were doing some of the funky stuff that Brian Flores was doing? They'd have the best defense in the league.
Yep.
No question about it. Texter writes in, Brian Flores should be the next head coach of the Steelers. I could actually see that happening if Tomlin walked away. They're obviously never going to fire Tomlin. I don't know about Flores as a head coach, though.
I don't know. That situation was kind of weird in Miami, wasn't it?
They were trying to lose.
Yeah.
And he didn't like that.
Right. And then him and Tua, I guess what, were button heads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tua does not seem to be a big Brian Flores fan. Called him out on a podcast, I think. Was it this offseason or last offseason? But he absolutely called him out.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.